some of your Sunday morning with us. Looking outside the window here, got some clouds circling around the area. Maybe some rain south of us today, of course, with the this weather pattern. There's always that possibility of that afternoon storm coming through our area. Tell you one place where even if it does get rainy, they will close the roof and continue to play, and that is at Wimbledon, where they play the finals today, the men's final, and Roger Federer takes aim at history against Marin Cilic. And let's talk some tennis now. Joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Rick Limpert, usually here with the Tech of Sports. He's also with the BB&T Atlanta Open. Rick, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Sam. I know you got your strawberries and cream there ready to go in less than 2 hours.
Don't say that. We're not supposed to have that stuff in the studio, Rick. We got to have that outside. The boss doesn't like us having food in the studio. But we can have it outside. Wow. That, you know. Now you got me in trouble. You got the boss thinking I got strawberries and cream in here around the microphones and stuff. Thanks a lot for getting me in trouble.
In the break room.
In the break room. Thanks for cleaning that up. Two great weeks of tennis. We love tennis. It's 2 weeks that we look forward to, and it's winding up and it's going to culminate today. Thoughts about what we've seen here the last couple of weeks, especially the fact that we've had Americans play until the final weekend on both men's and women's side for the first time in many, many years.
Yeah, I mean, Venus Williams, no stranger to getting to the finals there at Wimbledon. She just didn't have quite enough yesterday. She kind of ran into a buzzsaw. And then, big surprise, Sam Querrey, if you're a fan of American tennis, making it to the semifinals. That was big news and a bit of a shock to a lot of people. But I think we're going to see more of this in the next years to come with the young American tennis players maybe making moves like this. And it's been a great Wimbledon, I think, and we have a pretty intriguing final today.
Thoughts about that final today? Obviously, Roger Federer is there taking aim at making some history. Who saw this time last year? I mean, we didn't see him getting a chance to do this. And he comes back up in Australia, plays well. What does it say, really, for giving yourself some downtime on the break? Remember, he took the break between this year, between the French, set that out and focus on Wimbledon. It seems like it's working for him.
It really is working for him. Less is more when it comes to him, and I think a lot of other players can learn something from this. He hasn't had those nagging injuries like most people for the most part during his career, And he's got a tough task today with Cilic, I think. Even though Federer's got a 6-1 head-to-head, the matches have been close. Cilic has beaten him at the U.S. Open. He could have beaten him at Wimbledon before. So this is going to be fun to watch. Cilic is kind of the silent assassin there. He's got a big game, but Federer is very motivated, and he wants this badly, I think. An eighth Wimbledon would be huge for him.
Spending some time this morning with Rick Limpert. If you want to follow him on Twitter, you can follow him at Rick Roswell as he follows things tennis and, of course, high-tech gadgetry that he specializes and joins us with. Rick, back to talking about Federer. Some people were talking about his career was winding down and that he never went another major. Now I'm listening to the commentaries, the pundits, if you will, and I didn't think that he could win 2-3 more of majors. I mean, that's just amazing to hear them say that about a guy, this far into his 30s, that he's playing for a final of a major now. He's got the U.S. Open coming up, obviously plays well in this event, and there could be more to come.
Yeah, definitely. They've done a complete 180 on where they stood on him, and a lot of tennis fans have as well. But the people that are Federer fans, they always have known. I think he's capable of winning any tournament he enters. He's fresh. He's going to play a couple of hardcore tournaments and then the U.S. Open. He'll be pretty fresh for that, and then he's going to finish out the rest of the year. So he's got an outside shot, Sam, of being the number one player for the year, which really nobody expected. He points at the majors. He knows which tournaments are best for him. He plays a great schedule, and it pays off for him.
Talk about that. Some guys that we may not see in New York. Now the question marks over Murray and Djokovic. Could U.S. Open be missing both of those guys?
These guys have played a lot of tennis, Sam, dating back to last year with the Olympics. It's pretty much been nonstop, so eventually it catches up with your body, and maybe they haven't taken the proper rest or time off like Federer and maybe some other people have. So if they want that longevity, if they want to be fresh for the big tournaments, they maybe have to look at their scheduling. And, the tennis tour is a The schedule is brutal, so you have to you got to look at that. But a lot of great events coming up this summer here in the U.S.
Absolutely, absolutely, Rick. And we're talking tennis this morning with Rick Limpert joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Good to talk tennis with him. As we talk about tennis, we've turned our focus on Atlantic Station here in Atlanta as the BB&T Atlanta Open gets set in a couple of weeks away. And it gets started out with a bang right away. We just talked about Venus Williams. She is on the menu to be here on that first Sunday night for the exhibition match, and people are abuzz about it now, especially after her impressive run at Wimbledon, to have her coming here to play next. That is huge for this event.
Yeah, 1 week from today, that match will be, Sam. And, yeah, not only the fans, but the media has been abuzz, and organizers, the sponsors, everybody is really looking forward to this. This is a kind of a crowning moment for women's tennis in Atlanta. I know we've had a women's tennis pro tournament that tried happening in the past, but this is really a signal that tennis fans here in Atlanta want men's and women's tennis, and no better person to bring that back to Atlanta than have Venus come and play. Everybody's really excited for it.
Yeah, 49 career titles, 7 Grand Slams. She is a living legend, no doubt. She's going to take on Jeannie Bouchard next Sunday night. The men's event comes up, and there are a lot of players we talk about. Obviously, the top seed will come into this tournament, defending champion Nick Kyrgios. We got John Isner will be back, who's won this tournament a number of times. I'm looking at a guy who had a really good Wimbledon, Mueller. Gilles Mueller had a really hot Wimbledon, and he comes in as a guy, I think, to watch here next week.
He's played well here in Atlanta before. He's a fun guy to watch play because he kind of plays the mix of new school and old school. He's not afraid to serve and volley. He comes into the net, but he's got some punishing ground strokes. So definitely, he's a guy to watch. On the high bouncing courts there at Atlantic Station, he likes that. He's a tall guy. He moves well. And he joins the mix with, Sock, Isner, Kyrgios. He's got a shot to win here the title in Atlanta. And he's kind of a player maybe most people haven't seen play or don't know, but he's fun to watch.
He beats Rafael Nadal. And ends Nadal's Wimbledon run in a grueling 5-set match that is just incredible. And the last set was 15-13. It's just an incredible match, one of the better matches of the fourth night, and something I think people will definitely remember when he comes to play here in Atlanta. He was eliminated by Cilic, who we're going to see in the final today. But the fact that he takes out Rafael Nadal at Wimbledon is a big boost for him. And coming into Atlanta. So I'm really looking forward to seeing this guy. You mentioned some of the young Americans, though. We had some guys who played well in recent weeks. Jared Donaldson is one of those guys, and he's coming to play here in Atlanta.
I like Jared Donaldson. I like his game. He's a fighter. He's kind of played all over the world to develop his game, but he's an American. He joins, our last year's semifinalist, seven-footer, Riley Opelka. And then Francis Tiafoe and Taylor Fritz as well have had success and are moving. Francis really moving up the rankings. So those four guys are going to be thrown into the draw, and we'll see where they land. And there's going to be some interesting matchups definitely from the first round on.
Spent some time this morning with Rick Limpert. You can follow him once again on Twitter at Rick Roswell. I guess they got tickets available. I'm sure we still got some tickets for some of the day and night sessions. And some days you get like one ticket, I think, that's for the whole session for afternoon and evening, I think, some days.
Yeah, early in the week. Definitely go to the website, bbtatlantaopen.com. Check out what's available still. Ticket-wise, early in the week, you get to see a lot of matches. You get to see doubles. You can go wander off to the practice courts. And really, Sam, the tournament really begins this Tuesday and Wednesday with the wild card playoff for the qualifying wild card. We have four local players playing for that one spot Tuesday and Wednesday during the daytime at Atlantic Station. So it's going to be a busy 2 weeks, really, here in Atlanta as we get ready. And then finally, the BB&T Atlanta Open will be here.
And we'll shout out to our college night player this year, Christopher Eubanks, who last year played that event, played his way into the qualifying round, and then played his way into the main draw.
Tuesday night college, and he's Chris Eubanks. If you haven't seen him play, he's got a big game for a college player, and he's just a real, as you know, Sam, a real likable guy, a real fun guy, a guy to root for, and the local angle with Georgia Tech, I'm sure there'll be a lot of yellow jackets out there, a lot of pageantry, and it's really a night where kind of the stadium court becomes kind of a college football environment there at the BB&T, and fun to watch, so definitely Chris Eubanks he's on a lot of people's radar for a pro tennis career.